Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. We're diving into a topic that feels extra relevant these days. Building resilience in turbulent times. You know what I mean? Life can feel like one giant roller coaster sometimes, with unexpected twists, turns, and the occasional loop-the-loop that leaves you breathless. But guess what? We can actually learn to navigate those bumpy rides with more grace and strength than we ever thought possible. So, how do we build this resilience muscle? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways for you today. First off, acceptance is your superpower. Ever feel like resisting change just makes things worse? You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball and you're all, no way, not happening. Well, the truth is, trying to control everything outside of our sphere of influence often backfires. It's about accepting what we can't change and focusing our energy on what we can, our reactions, our choices, our attitude. Remember that saying, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass, it's about learning to dance in the rain. Embrace those rainy days, folks. Next up, cultivate a growth mindset. This is all about seeing challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, not as threats to our ego. Think of it like this. Every obstacle we overcome builds a new layer of strength and wisdom. So next time you hit a snag, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become even stronger? It's all about that upward spiral, folks. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that truly replenish you. Think healthy eating, regular exercise, quality sleep, connecting with loved ones, pursuing hobbies that bring you joy, anything that helps you feel grounded and centered. It's like giving yourself a high five for simply being awesome. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, it can change your whole outlook. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A sunny morning, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, a pet's goofy grin, those little moments of joy add up. Focusing on what we have instead of what we lack can shift our perspective and boost our resilience like nothing else. And finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments where we feel like giving up. Reach out to your support network, friends, family, mentors, or even a therapist. Talking things through, sharing your experiences, and knowing you have people who care can make all the difference. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young entrepreneur who had poured her heart and soul into launching her own business. Everything was going great until a competitor came along, seemingly out of nowhere, and started to steal her thunder. Sarah felt lost, discouraged, and almost ready to throw in the towel. But instead of letting those feelings consume her, she took a step back. She acknowledged the challenge, reminding herself that setbacks are part of the journey. She then reached out to her mentor for advice, sharing her anxieties and brainstorming new strategies. She started focusing on what made her business unique: its personalized service, the community it fostered, and the passion behind every product. Sarah also took time for self-care, going for walks in nature, practicing yoga, and reconnecting with friends who lifted her spirits. Slowly but surely, she started to regain her momentum, realizing that this wasn't a defeat, but an opportunity to learn, adapt, and come back even stronger. So what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, accept the inevitable challenges life throws your way. It's all about how we respond. Cultivate a growth mindset, seeing obstacles as stepping stones to success. Remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for building resilience. And never underestimate the power of gratitude and connection. They can truly shift your perspective and empower you to overcome any hurdle. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you want to build more resilience. Write down a specific goal. Maybe it's practicing gratitude daily or reaching out to a loved one for support. Then, commit to taking small steps towards that goal every day. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate each milestone along the way. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Use #mentalfortitudedaily and let's inspire each other to become unstoppable forces of resilience in these crazy times. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.